Track 40.
So, Olga, how did your visit to London go? Did you get to see everything on your list?
Well, on the whole, pretty well, though I didn't get to do everything I wanted. I'd love to go back and do it again.
Did you manage to get into Madame Tussauds this time? I know you didn't last time you were in London.
Oh, yes. No problems with long queues or exhibits being closed this time around. I loved seeing the waxworks of the royal family again. Did you know that they change the waxwork of the Queen every few years as she gets older?
Oh.
And it's the same with Prince William and Kate and Prince Harry. It's scary how lifelike they look. They even recreated the clothes.
Well, you've always been fascinated by the British royal family, so you were bound to enjoy that. Speaking of which, did you get on that tour of Buckingham Palace? I know it was top of your list of places to see.
Oh, yes, I did, and I wasn't disappointed. My favourite part was the state rooms. They were so impressive. I loved the interior design. There are so many masterpieces there from some of the world's most famous painters, Rubens, Van Dyck.
Ah, when I went, they had an exhibition to celebrate the Queen's 90th birthday. It was called Fashioning a Reign, and it showed outfits the Queen has worn from the 1930s right up to the present. And after Buckingham Palace, where was next?
Westminster Abbey. I had to see that. So many famous people are buried there. Kings, queens, prime ministers. The list is endless. And let's not forget, Prince William and Kate got married there, like many royals before them.
I can tell from your voice that you loved it there. How about the Tower of London? Now there's a place full of royal history. Think of all the executions that took place there. They say it's a terrifying place.
I wouldn't know. On the day we went there, there was some kind of event going on to do with poppies, red flowers, and we couldn't even get close to the entrance. It felt like the whole of London was there, standing in line.
Oh, yes, I read about that. Hundreds of thousands of ceramic poppies decorating the building. I saw photos online. It looked very impressive.
It was. The flowers looked amazing from the outside, but I didn't have the patience to wait for hours and hours. Instead, we went to a newer attraction called the London Bridge Experience. It's supposed to be the UK's scariest year-round attraction, so I thought it would be fun. It didn't disappoint. I can't remember how many times I screamed.
Doesn't sound very historical to me.
Maybe not, but certainly worth a visit.